One of the strangest things I've seen since Governor Whitmer and Dana Nessel were elected in 2018 is the attack on Line 5, which clearly is the safest, most efficient way to move energy in Michigan. And it's just, it's unusual. I don't get it. Just close Line 5, they say. Don't build the tunnel offered by Enbridge for $500 million or more that would then be owned by the state of Michigan. Don't do that. It would take thousands of trucks crossing the Mackinac Bridge and driving all over Michigan highways. Much more dangerous way to do business, that's for sure. For the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Now, Mike Alamo is the Michigan Chamber's Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs. Mike, good to have you here.
Great to be here, Steve. Thanks.
There's just no question that a tunnel built 100 feet beneath the floor of the Straits of Mackinac, that can be used not just for energy, but for communications lines, and who knows what else the future will bring. Built by Michigan businesses, paid for by Enbridge at the tune of $500 million, probably more now with inflation, and then handed to the state of Michigan to own and to be in charge of. It's a brilliant idea, and yet the governor and the attorney general continue to fight this, even though Canada has even stepped up and invoked a treaty from 1977 to say, you can't block us from doing this. Why are they so adamant to destroy energy independence for Michigan?
Well, yeah, you're right, Steve. I mean, this is an agreement that went back to legislation in 2018 that created the Mackinac Straits Authority. The authority quickly, or soon after, approved the building of the tunnel. This is a piece of infrastructure that will be done with zero taxpayer dollars. This is a private investment from a private company wanting to make this investment in the state. As you said, it's energy infrastructure, but it's also critical, a component of critical telecommunications infrastructure as well. And we're 6 years removed from that that important date, and now we're looking at approval in 2025. Maybe the project starts off in 2020 or is completed 2026, 2027. So this is just Michigan residents can't wait this long for this critical piece of infrastructure, and we're kind of sitting here asking ourselves why, because we've seen all too often. We saw in the response from the spokesperson from Army Corps of Engineers say, well, we received a number of public comments. And so, we're going through this public comments. And I'm sorry, but, the process is really important to allow the public to have their say, and we fully support that. But ultimately, we see time and time again that it's used as an opportunity to just say no or just slow these things down further. And the Army Corps of Engineers has a statutory obligation to move forward unless these comments tell them something they don't know. Unless these comments are saying something that they're not aware of that would make this a project not compliant for permit approval, they have to move forward. And so that's what we want them to do.
It is the most environmentally responsible proposal for such a thing I've ever seen or heard. It is. You're putting it 100. You're not going to disturb the water. You're not going to disturb the lake. You're not going to disturb the Straits of Mackinac until you remove Line 5, right? And you're going to remove it from the bottom of the Straits at some point a number of years from now. But, does it get approved in 25 or 26 or 27? I mean, this is a project. This should be happening now. And you're exactly right. Why is the Army Corps of Engineers all politicized as well?
Well, and that's the question that you have to ask, because as you said, this is the most environmentally sound solution. Listen, we feel like the pipeline, which has been in place, the twin pipeline, which has been in place for 70 years, is in safe condition. And we know that. We know that because there's constant maintenance and upkeep and checking into the integrity of that pipeline.
Let me ask you this. Is Enbridge a responsible partner and steward of the environment? Have they done their job and done it well to protect the environment?
Yes, and we've absolutely seen that in this process, right? And so through this process, we know that there's only going to be a half an acre of wetland impacted through the construction of this tunnel. As you said, it's going to be burrowed deep below the lake bed. so that you know, it is safe from any kind of obtrusion or any kind of, you know, waterborne activity. So, you know, again, if the concern was some kind of environmental incident, well, all the more reason to move forward with this project. But that's clearly not what we're seeing.
Right. So how do we get over this hump? That you say there's a statutory obligation for the Army Corps of Engineers. If they're not meeting it, how do you, I mean, and with open antagonistic ideas from the governor and the attorney general, how do you move it forward? Because they don't want to move it forward. They don't want to push it at all, obviously. So what do you do?
Well, you know, that it's a great question. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy for approving all the permits necessary, all the environmental permits necessary to move this project forward. I would call on Governor Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel to communicate that these permits have been approved to the Army Corps of Engineers and open those lines of communication to see what can be done to streamline this process. You know, we saw Governor Granholm, now Secretary of Department of Energy, talk about permitting reform last night on Twitter, that she supports permitting reform at the federal level. This is something that the chamber advocated for and worked with the U.S. chamber to advocate for. We need permit review reform because the process is slow and not working for Michigan and American taxpayers. So, you know, I would say if they're sincere about that, then this is a great way to start. This is a great place to start and move this process forward because Michigan residents simply can't wait.
Yeah. Time to move forward. I agree with you on that. And, you know, look, I mean, the thing that I mentioned here a moment ago, when Justin Trudeau, you know, who is a Green New Deal devotee, cult member himself, and look, I'm all for the environment. I'm a conservationist, though, not an environmentalist, absolutely, which I consider to be an activist position. A conservationist like Teddy Roosevelt. That's who I am. I hunt, I fish, I partake in the Great Lakes and many of the lakes and rivers of Michigan. And I believe they should all be protected. And I believe the best way to protect them is to let Enbridge do what they've offered, you know, unbelievably offered for $500 million of their own money to build us the most state-of-the-art, comprehensive way to move energy and information under the Straits of Mackinac. There's just no excuse not for it to happen any further. That's the bottom line. Mike, I'll give you the last word.
No, I couldn't agree more, Steve. You know, I am proud to be a part of my local conservancy group. I believe in protecting our natural resources, protecting the environment, and for the public to have a say in how we utilize our resources. Again, we live in a sophisticated mobile economy that we need the power to energize and move forward. So, you know, we're all saying that we want this. But, you know, then, you know, the devil becomes in the details of how we actually get there. So, you know, we're going to continue to advocate every day for projects like these that helps move Michigan's economy forward.
Right. There you have it, Michael Lamo, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs. Good stuff today, Mike. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve. Great to talk to you.
You can always find out more at michamber.com, michamber.com. I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Car number 7 is pulling into the pit.
Team, I want peak performance. Let's go over my diabetes checklist.
Start taking action now for diabetes.
Medication.
Got them. And my insulin supplies.
Exercise. Check at least 30 minutes most days.
Blood sugar level?
On target.
Diet?
Eating healthy.
And your A1C is under control.
Keeping your blood pressure and your cholesterol in the zone is also important.
Check. How am I doing?
Your numbers are looking good. You're good to go.
Thanks, team.
Whoa, look at number 7, racing out of the pit.
Managing diabetes, including controlling blood sugar, is a team effort. Keeping your body at its peak performance requires a plan that's right for you. Take the wheel and start taking action now for diabetes. For more information, visit StandForDiabetes.org. That's StandForDiabetes.org.
A public service of TCOID made possible with support from Sanofi Aventis U.S.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.